The plan is to have 1,675 earthquake sensors across California, Oregon, and Washington. Right now, 60% of California's network is built out, but it's a slow process because of permitting and logistics. Robert DeGroot is the Shakeout Communications Coordinator for the USGS.
All the seismometers do is detect motion in the ground, and then what happens is that information is sent to one of three processing centers. We have one here in the Bay Area, one in Southern California, and a third in Washington, Seattle.
So you want to make sure that you're not putting one, like, you know, under a railroad trestle.
That's right, yeah. So there's some big quality control measures that are taken to make sure that those stations are in the right place. And we want to make sure that they're separated from one another at an appropriate distance so we can maximize the ability for these stations to pick up that earthquake.
As the network of sensors grows, the speed, reliability, and use of the early warnings will go up. The idea is not just to send alerts to your phone, but also to automated systems to slow trains, shut off refinery valves, or even postpone a surgeon with a scalpel in hand from making a critical incision. Holly Kwan, KCBS.